Time Forest is here. They've been here before, and they're about to play some cool music, so stay tuned. You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
This song is called Post Jock, and you're listening to Loud and Local. This next song is called How Much Is Enough? We are Lime Forest, and this is Loud and Local. Cause tomorrow's grass is green and such. It's called persistence, it isn't luck. If you're complacent, you're a city nut. So tell me how much is enough to be happy. Next song is called Power. It's off our new album titled Welcome to Lime Forest, which you can find on any streaming services or YouTube. And we are Lime Forest, and this is Loud and Local.
Wanna go home. You really look me in the eye.
We are Lamp Forest. This song is called Fires. It's from the album Like Liquid. Search it, find it, listen to it. This is Loud and Local. Thank you. tuning back in. This is Rick from Lime Forest. Hope everybody's enjoying their Sunday evening, getting some studying in, eating a piece of pie, whatever you're doing. This song is called Green Flowers. It's off a new record. We are Lime Forest, and this is Loud and Local. Here we go. This is Loud and Local. Once again, this song is called Smile. Don't forget to do that tonight before you brush your teeth. Been in my room for a while, suburban white boy with taste and time. And I don't wanna have to work unless it requires a guitar. My propensity of feeling down, neurotic and unfolding. I wondered I'd ever turn it around. But I read a book, my homie, and I began to feel unbound. And now I can't help but see, it takes a smile to erase a frown. It takes a smile to erase a frown. Thank you.
You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. That was Lime Forest. We're going to take a short break, and they will be in the studio for a short interview. I hope you guys enjoyed. You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. We are in the studio with Lime Forest. Will you guys go around and say your names, your instrument, your favorite color?
I'm Rick. I sing and play guitar when we perform live. And my favorite color is green.
Because Lime Forest.
Yeah, it was blue, but I just started buying things now. It makes more sense.
I'm John Fitzgerald. I play the drums, and I don't have a favorite color.
Oh, that's kind of strange.
Justin Bell, lead guitar, blue.
Yeah. Sam Aboud, and I play organ and sometimes the guitar, and my favorite color is blue.
Giovanni Marari, I play bass. And purple is my favorite color.
I'm so glad I asked you. Rick, will you reintroduce yourselves? We, like, missed it on the recording.
Yeah. Ooh, we're a little hot over here. Can we turn me down? Pinch?
He's a little hot.
Okay.
Got that right.
My name is Rick. I sing and play guitar when we perform live. And my favorite color is green. But it used to be blue. But hence Lime Forest, you know. Just started buying a bunch of green things. That's
my
story.
The name. So you guys started in Champaign-Urbana, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in Chicago.
Yeah, we're scattered about, but that's accurate.
So how has the transition been from coming from here to Chi-Rack?
Well,
I'm offended by that.
Truth be told, I'm living in my parents' basement, so it hasn't been too bad. Basically, everyone that I had playing with me last year, we got a whole new crew, so it's been quite a bit different. I, like, recorded a bunch while John was finishing up school and we were getting the band together. So it's just been harder to find shows, basically, to put it short.
So who all in this room is an OG Lime Forester?
I think it's just me.
Just Rick.
Rick is Lime Forest.
He was left in the dust.
We have Oriol Ramon, who's in Spain. He played bass once upon a time. Got Arnav, who played drums. He's in New Jersey now. Shea, who played guitar, he's in San Diego. Alex, who played guitar, he's floating around in the Chicago area.
Floater.
And we got Larry Sheridan, who's in Virginia right now. So, yeah, it's literally everyone's just, like, across the continent.
You're
at
like,
this
I
point.
Am the lone survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Soul Survivor.
How did you come up with the band name Lime Forest?
All right, this was
he's like, all right, let's
Alex
get
and
down.
I, Alex Woodworth. We initially, like, we were doing an online radio show where we just, like, pre-recorded episodes and released them in podcast form, and we had to come up with a name for it, and I lived in Champaign, and he lived in Urbana, but we both lived on Green Street, so we were, like, trying to brainstorm around green, and we're like, blah, 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 and then just turned it in like two shades of green, lime, and forest. Plus, it's fun to think about a lime forest.
And who designed your logo? It's super out there. Stands out.
So, Alex made like the first iteration of just like a cross cut of a lime, but it was very like hyper saturated, like lime with just a black background. It was really cool. But then we had the idea to like make it look like there were tree limbs like within the lime, if you can follow that. And that was the idea we sent to Wes Moore, and he kind of like took it one step further and made it look like someone just sawed a tree in half, but still had the whole lime thing going. So that's how we got to where we're at now. I'm very happy with it. I think it's cool.
It fits lime. Very well.
Yeah. It's a lime tree.
So what are y'all's future plans with this band, even though some of these guys are like replacements?
Just replacements. Oh, I think we all have other musical endeavors. So repeat the question again. What are the plans with the band?
Yeah, you came out with an album pretty recently, right?
Yeah, on April 21st.
Welcome to Lime Forest, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So yeah, I
looked it up.
I have recorded another EP that I want to put out in July, I think. It's called Psychedelic Priest. There will be 3 songs, and I think we're going to do a music video. I'm going to do a music video with my friend Dan Loris. And then I'm like 5 songs in on another album that sounds kind of like it's from the 60s, and I'm calling it The Little Things. And so I'm just trying to bombard people with new music and continue to play shows, and that's where these guys come along. So if anyone else wants to say anything.
What do you think the music video will be about?
Actually, secret. I don't totally know. We went to take some pictures. He needed to take some pictures for a project, and I was like thinking about, it's nice to have pictures to share along with all these posts of telling people that you're releasing things. So we went to the woods, and I brought like a guitar out there and a microphone, and we're just like standing on logs, like playing as he was taking pictures of me, and I was trying not to laugh. So we might go back there for the video, but I think we're trying to get the pictures out of the way first. Plans to film in June, early June.
Sounds cool. Speaking of laughing, I feel like you guys really enjoy what you're doing. Like, I don't know. I see a lot of bands that kind of like look sad when they're playing, but you guys like are getting into the groove at all times.
Yeah.
Lots of dancing. I love it.
as serious as I take recording, I take performing pretty lightly. So I mess up a lot, but
it's gotta be fun.
Yeah, if you have fun when you're messing up, then like I think it's better when you're not messing up. And whatever. Those are things, only a fine few catch on to those things anyway, but just try to have fun. If I take it too seriously, life gets too hard.
True.
And then we become a sad band.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, sad boy core.
Yeah. There are elements of that, but gotta try and stay in the green.
I feel like you guys are also probably the loudest band we've had here.
Thanks.
Maybe. There was this one band, Natochka, that was just like, there was people working, like the Daily Illini, and I felt bad for them. It was so loud, but you guys were the only people in here, so it worked out.
That's good. Yeah, I guess when you have, there's 5 of us, so that doesn't help. And I like fuzz, and that's generally loud. And John is a heavy hitter.
The fuzz. I think I was looking at your intense pedal board, the pedal train. Mm-hmm. I saw a fuzz box in there, and I was like,
yeah, the old swollen pickle.
Wait, you had a pedal. What is it called? The
big muff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that pedal. I have one too.
Real meaty, real chunky.
Yeah.
We like it nasty.
Hey.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with you. The Big Muff is a great guitar pedal. I highly suggest it for anyone.
Yeah.
He's like promoting. You might get paid. Yeah. Big Muff. You might get paid for this.
This broadcast is brought to you by Electro Harmonix Big Muff Pie.
You might get money in the mail tomorrow.
I hope. That's the plan.
Nice breakfast.
Where's my YouTube money? So what is everyone's musical background? Lay it on me.
Gio, let's go clockwise.
I started playing guitar in seventh grade, and guitar branched into multiple different instruments that I love and enjoy, and bass is one of them. So decided to hop along the train and join Lime Forest with Ricky, John, Sam, and whatever that kid's name over there is. I think it's Justin.
Stranger.
He's weird.
Abood.
I started out in the theremin, actually.
Oh my gosh.
And I kind of just got bored with that. And then just picked up guitar, and then these guys just asked if I wanted to play, and I said yes.
Theremin. It's like witch music.
Spooky.
Sam taught me how to play guitar. Tommy Springsteen songs. Yep. And then we both got asked to join, so. Then he taught me the Lime Forest songs. Yeah, that's right. Not always.
Nobody comes in alone.
I've been playing drums for about like 14 years now, and I started off with like little private lessons, and then from there just became self-taught as I went forward.
I just want to say that all these guys are really good at what they do, and I don't know, they play the part when they come in here, but on their own they're all great musicians, and I feel like they're selling themselves short, so I want to throw that out there. I started playing, I guess I like noodled with the drums in high school, and then I got rid of them, but then I would like play on the garage band drums, or Guitar Hero drums actually, and then I started playing guitar when I was 16, and bass shortly after, keys. I just kind of started everything at once. So I'd always loved music, but I played a lot of sports, and then it was kind of like I just knew that when that stopped, I was gonna.
And now he's post jock.
Yeah, ooh. That's kind of what that song is referring
real.
To.
Real.
Great song. Check it out. Mm-hmm. Lime Forest on Spotify and Apple Music.
Featuring Larry Sheridan on the bass.
Shout out, Larry.
So, who lives together in this room?
We all do. Justin and Sam.
Yeah, we share a one-bedroom apartment with a twin that we also share.
One twin bed.
We trade off sleeping at the foot of the bed.
Their
bedroom
of, like,
is the size of this room.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Is there really lots is. Of like cuddle puddles that happen?
Also, guitar lessons?
Guitar lessons, all theremin lessons, everything.
Oh, sounds like the life.
Yeah.
Is it like hard working together and living together, or is it like whatever?
Yeah.
Are you guys like at each other's throats all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, he owes me a lot of money for rent still.
Ooh.
And that's kind of been the whole thing. He's
always in my wallet.
Eats my food.
Ooh.
Just throws it out, actually. Doesn't even eat it.
Honestly, they're fighting more than they get along. So,
yeah. But at the end of the day, we're best buds. We're best buds.
They love each other unconditionally.
Yes, we share food, we cook food together. We clean. He's trying to domesticate me, but
we plunge the toilet together.
Yeah.
Wait, I have like a silly question. Do you think roommates should share eggs or buy their own individual package of eggs?
Share the egg.
Share the egg.
Yeah, share them for sure.
This is capitalist America. Don't share anything.
Dude, you said. I've heard you say that so much within the past 24 hours. You said at least 3 times.
It's his line.
Gotta have one in the back pocket.
Shout out capitalist America.
Oh my gosh. So do you guys have any shows coming up? And you guys had a show last night at the Iron Post.
This is
how was that?
Very good.
Yeah, I had a ton of fun.
Shout out to Nick Arger.
That's where I was going for us.
Nick Arger, great lyric writer.
The Nick Arger experience.
Nick, I look forward to the day that Nick has a well-polished backing band. I think I'm going to play drums with him this summer, but I think he's trying to line up things with Will Butler and Cameron Kern, like, coming this fall. Nick writes really, really good songs, and I want to hear them.
Yeah, and we are opening for Pitbull at Naperville Rib Fest. Be there, be square.
July 4th. Come see the fireworks and Lime Forest.
And Pitbull.
This is true. I don't know what day Pitbull plays, but he is playing, and
he plays the next day.
We're on a first name basis.
We're tired.
Bring your
we're
whippersnappers tired. On the 4th of July and see Lime Forest at Rib Fest.
That's on July 4th, and then I have a couple intimate solo shows lined up. One of them with Nick Arger, one of them at
you guys weren't invited.
A restaurant in my in my town. Well, Sam's going to be out of town. And, you know, it's nice out. Got to play some songs. And then in September, we are playing with our buddies. Well, I don't know if who all. I think John knows them. Their band is formerly The Fox.
I think I've played with them before.
Yeah. Good
band
guys.
Hopping
and they like kind of hooked us up with this Fuzz Fest thing that is supposedly like we're gonna play in a barn or something. I don't know.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I don't know what it's the best one. You don't know what to expect.
I'm bringing the Big Muff.
Oh yeah, nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. So what kind of crowd is at the Iron Post? I've never been before, so.
It was cool.
Older demographic, I'd say.
Yeah, because it's
yeah. I mean,
it's like in. Downtown Champaign, right?
When we got there, there were definitely some, I don't know what we call them, older than us. I guess we're young.
Some older folk.
Yeah, older folk.
We were going to blow the dust off them.
Oh, no.
They kind of, like, found the exit sign before we started playing, and I guess some of our friends came through, and Martin, the bartender, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s. He was there. He was jamming.
Shout out, Martin.
And
it's my best bud.
Another band was there, and I'm blanking on the name right now, and that's upsetting me. But we were trying to line up a show together. They were into it. So it was like when we played, it was 20-somes, but prior to that, 40-somes. That might be being generous. I'm kidding.
Do you prefer playing like venues or house shows?
House shows.
Yeah, I would vote house shows.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
I think the first house show I went to here, I think I saw you guys, and it was like Puzzle Quest.
Oh, man.
And you all, and like someone else. I think it might have been the Threads. Nah.
Days.
And I got a sticker. I think I have like the Lime Forest sticker somewhere.
That's awesome.
I'm going to get it tattooed somewhere.
Oh, you'd be
I think
first.
It would look good. It would bring out my skin tone.
It's good. It's medallion-esque. I don't
the
know.
The tree people, and the lime
people
together.
People get medallion tattoos, so I don't know. It wouldn't be
so
too far off.
Sorry, I like interrupted
nope.
you.
I'm just mumbo-jumbling.
Mumbo-jumbo. So what platforms are your music on?
Like any streaming service. So Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, iTunes, and then also on Bandcamp, and I uploaded it to YouTube as well, and I have some CDs being made. The man who is making them for me, one of his family members is in the hospital, so we got a bit of a setback on that, and so we'll have CDs available. So CDs and everywhere, pretty much. If you just search Lime Forest, two albums out are Like Liquid and Welcome to Lime Forest, and should be fairly easy to find with those search words.
Awesome. So thank you guys for being here. It was awesome. It's our last Loud and Local, so you guys ended it with a bang.
Woo-hoo.
Made it nasty. I need to stop saying that.
Made it nasty.
Make it nasty. What? There's like a rap song. It's like make it nasty. Drop, drop. I don't know.
Neither do I.
Listen to rap. That should be like your opening song when you come on stage.
We'll find out what it is.
Noted.
It
that is highly noted.
Yeah.
Ricky, put
remember,
it in your
put it in the brain files.
I don't listen to gangster rap.
That's a
yeah,
lie.
Do that. We're too cool for that. thank you guys for being here, and we'll see you around.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.